thank you for listening to Half-Assed Podcast. If you'd like to support us, hit the subscribe button. That would really help us out. Or tell a friend and tell them it's spelled A-S-K-E-D.
Welcome to Half-Assed Podcast. This is a trivia episode. If you can't tell why I'm getting really excited about the categories, I'm Britt.
And you're remote.
I am remote. I don't feel too good. So we're following quarantine guidelines just in case. I do have a slight fever, so I think that's probably definitely for the best.
Yeah. That's all right. Feel better soon. But you could still kick our asses in the trivia. And I'm Jude, and I am the trivia champion from the last time.
And I'm PJ, and I'm a big loser.
You are not.
All right. Some Queen of our Jude. Categories are animal anarchy. Is that what that says? Sound it out. Pop culture. Go ahead, Britt. You tried saying things twice, and I'm just keep rolling.
I'm so excited about it. Animal anarchy, pop culture, tasty treats, extreme sports, and around the world. I might kick your guys' butt. You're lucky I'm sick today.
You might kick our butts, so I don't think I'm going to know anything in the sports category, so you'll probably kick my ass in that.
What's it called when something starts with like two words, like Bob Barker? Like, is that alliteration? Or is that something else?
I think so, right? Alliteration.
Man. So, you know how I think I know I don't have COVID?
Huh? You know how I could change the subject?
What? No. Like, I don't think I have COVID because I keep smelling like old lady perfume, and it's the weirdest thing. I don't know if it's my hand soap, but it's driving me nuts, and I don't like it. Old lady perfume.
It's not my perfume.
I don't know
is
what
it?
That's called. We're remote. I hope I can't smell you from here.
Whenever I wear Old Spice, like the original scent, I'm like, where's my grandpa?
I know.
He's right behind me.
It's comforting, though.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, it is a comforting.
Actually, my hand wash is basil. It's basil scented, so it can't be my hands. I don't know what's going on.
It's your mustache.
Your cats are just spraying themselves with perfume while you're gone.
Where'd they get that old lady perfume is the main question. But I don't know what that's called whenever something starts with the same letter. I'm always really bad about those. I also don't know whenever like something spelled forward is the same as whenever it's spelled backwards.
Mm-hmm.
That's a term.
It's an anagram? Maybe?
I think anagrams are the words all mixed up.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Maybe.
We're half-assed. I don't have any idea.
If anybody has anything else they don't know anything about, like bring it up.
Yeah.
That's all. So
Sunday. Why is it called Sunday?
Oh.
Oh, is that on here?
It's under pop culture.
Yeah.
It's still going to be a question, but I couldn't fit it in any of these categories, so don't look it up.
I have no idea how the days of the week got named, but I'm guessing the Romans did it.
I guess you're right.
That's my guess.
Saturday, I think, was from Saturnalia. I don't know. Some bullshit.
Saturnalia.
I have no idea.
I don't know if I should tell you, because I kind of know why the days are named the way that they are. Kind of, in a loose way. Well, I guess I'll give you a hint.
I think they're about the gods, right?
They are. Okay. Yeah, they're named after gods. So that's... There you go, Pete. Oh, wait, so how are we going to figure out who goes first?
I'll pick a number between 1 and 10,000, and whoever's closest to it.
10,000?
Yeah.
Dang.
Big number.
Do you want me to go first since I'm the queen?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll pick 9,000 even.
Brittany, you want to go second or third?
You can go next.
I'll go with 5,000.
I'm going to go with, I guess low. I'm going to go low. I'll go with 1,100, 1,111,111, all the ones.
All the ones.
So it was 423. So
Britt
is close here.
Okay.
So we'll go Jude, Britt, and then TJ, since she was crowned the victor.
All right. All right, where are we going, Jude?
I don't know what the hell tasty treats are, but I like food, so I'll go tasty treats for 500.
Oh, you really like
jumping
them.
Jumping in.
Miao mix right. Was invented by the Chinese.
So traditionally, if a A male is eating fondue. What must he do if he drops his bread into the pot? Is it fish it out and eat it? Kiss everyone at the table? Down his drink immediately or buy a round of drinks for everyone at the table?
Wow.
This All right. is neat.
All right, I got an answer.
I'm ready to guess. I got a guess.
Yeah, I wouldn't have known this.
One, two, three, go.
I went with kiss everyone at the table.
I went with D, buy everyone a round of drinks.
I did D, round of drinks.
Correct answer is buy a round of drinks for everyone at the table.
Yeah.
I had no idea, though, but...
That seemed like the funnest one.
Yeah. I do like fondue.
I don't think I've ever had it.
I think kissing everybody at the table would be the funnest one because who is at the table? You know, like...
I've sat down with some ugly people. I wouldn't want to kiss me.
Yeah.
Not so
a if a woman loses, though, if a woman loses her bread in the pot, she must kiss all her neighbors. So not even the people at the table, which is a little weird. But
are you serious?
I'm just like,
I'm not going to eat bread.
People around her table. They worded it weird, but
so yeah. Moral of the story, or the moral of this question, is be very selective about who you go to eat fondue with.
That's true.
True.
Maybe that's why we've never been invited to fondue.
We have a fondue place. It's called the Melting Pot. It's really good.
Mm. Oh, yeah. I've heard of that.
If we're ever back up to, like, normal speed and that's still a thing, it's definitely worth trying.
Yeah.
You can go to restaurants now, can't you?
You can't. I don't know about a fondue one.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, because you're, like, sharing the same plate, basically.
Yeah. And you're dipping everything in, like,
yeah,
if pot. People double dip.
Yeah. Rest in peace buffets, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. That's going to be a little thing.
Super rip. I like buffets. Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah, they'll come up with something.
Mm-hmm. All right, who's up next?
True.
Britt?
Oh, me, yeah. Let's do pop culture for 300.
Nice. What film's title character is the only one who can see a giant demonic rabbit named Frank? Is it Logan, Don John, Rebecca, or Donnie Darko?
I'm ready whenever you guys are.
I'm ready. One, two, three.
I went with D, Donnie Darko.
Donnie Darko. It's an alliteration or something.
Same. All four or all three.
D all around.
Yeah.
Which is also why I put it under D, because it is the correct answer. Good job.
It's a really good movie.
I've never seen it. But what? I remember this coming up before, and you guys knew about it, so I was like, I'll throw it in there.
Alliteration is double letters. We were right. I looked that up.
Alliteration is right?
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, you were right. You were right, Peach.
Oh, I thought everybody concurred.
Mm-hmm. I said I had no idea. All right.
So according to IMDb, at the wrap party for the film, Seth Rogen and Jake Gyllenhaal both agreed that they had no idea what the movie was even about. Which I thought was funny.
Yeah, the rap party there.
Seth Rogen was in that movie?
I've never seen it.
Or maybe he was just there. I don't know.
I don't know.
But I've never seen it either.
I haven't seen that movie since middle school.
I haven't either. I should rewatch it. Actually, no, I've watched it like within the last 10 years. That's one of the movies I go back to watch because it's like eerily dark and I love Jake Gyllenhaal. Mm-hmm. Like, he's a really good actor.
Yeah.
And he's so creepy. He's so creepy in that one. And in Nightcrawler. If you watch Nightcrawler, that one's really, he's really weird.
Was he in Eagle
Eye? I heard about
it,
but
I
haven't
watched
it. Eagle Eye was
Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf, yeah. But he was in one similar to that. I just don't remember the name of it.
He was on a train.
It's the one where he has to keep repeating it until he gets it right.
That was a cool movie. That explodes. That's what I was thinking of. All right. My turn to pick the top
one?
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, it is your turn. I almost had the name of the film, but I forgot it again. So, go ahead.
Extreme Sports. 250, please.
What? Where are you at?
Like, in between.
In between.
He picks the Daily Double. He knows it's in between those two. walking along a length of webbed material that hangs loosely above the ground is known as what? Bungee jumping, zorbing, free diving, or slacklining. That's an extreme sport.
I just, all right,
I gotta guess. I have no idea. All right, I got an answer. 1, 2, 3, go.
I gotta guess. I went with Zorbing. I sound real confident, don't I?
I went with slacklining D.
I went with slacklining D as well.
Just because I have no clue. It was between B and D, so.
I picked that because Judy correct. Didn't have a clue.
Correct answer is indeed slacklining. Yeah. I threw Zorbing in there as a trick.
Mm, you fell for it. It worked.
Why, Zorbing is actually an extreme sport. Huh?
Oh.
Really?
I never heard of it.
What'd you say?
I asked how Zorbing is a trick.
Oh, it is a sport. It's like, I guess people that get in these balls and they go down hills.
Oh.
Oh.
I have
no idea.
Oh, I'd like to try that.
For some reason, I thought I was thinking slacklining was like whenever you rock climb.
Oh. Yeah, oh. I could see that too.
Oh, yeah. I was talking shit at the beginning. I'm falling way behind.
That's all right. All right, a lot of numbers.
You'll catch up and kick our ass soon. Right. I'm going to go pop culture for 200.
200. In what movie does Bruce Willis play a ghost? Bruce Willis. Unbreakable, Ghost, The Sixth Sense, or Die Hard?
I'm ready whenever you guys are.
I'm ready. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, I went with C, Sixth Sense.
C, Sixth Sense.
I think C,
everybody
Sixth
did that.
Yeah.
Correct. Good job. It also says, according to IMDb, the entire movie was filmed in sequence, which was pretty interesting.
Oh, wow.
Isn't it typically filmed in sequence? No? They go backwards sometimes?
No, it's just in parts based on, like, what makes the most sense. Like, lining up people's, like, schedule. What two actors are there at the same time, just getting all that done. And then,
somebody has to get who's available, kind of, or for a scene or something.
Yeah.
I think that would be more complicated, though.
Yeah, it is. Like, if they have to shoot something in Canada for like the opening part, but they're already all somewhere else, they'll just shoot the beginning part later or something. But I don't know. It's pretty interesting that they actually shot everything in sequence for once.
Hmm.
Yeah. Good job. You guys got that right.
Your turn to pick? No, you just picked.
It's my turn. Hmm? I want to go with Animal Anarchy for 400, please.
I can't believe we went that long. Yeah,
I know.
which of these dog breeds is the smallest? Is it a Dachshund, a Poodle, a Pomeranian, or a Chihuahua? The tiniest of the dog breeds.
Oh, it could be. Shoot.
I wonder if you're trying to trick me.
Are we talking weight? Maybe. I like to do that.
I think weight. I think.
All right.
I really don't know.
Poodle, yeah. Pomeranian, or Chihuahua?
1, 2, 3, go.
I went with Chihuahua.
So did I.
Yeah, we all went with Chihuahua.
Everybody did, right?
Yeah.
Nice. You're right. You're correct.
Charara.
Oh, it seemed like it was too easy.
Yeah, I thought it was a Pomeranian or something. I don't know. Or a teacup poodle, they say that they're tiny.
Yeah, but that's different.
Oh, yeah.
Breed of poodle.
I don't know, yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
You would need teacup in it.
That's true.
Little teacups.
My mom got
according
a Yorkie.
To the American. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
My mom got a Yorkie that they told her was a teacup. It's not. It's a regular. It's a regular Yorkie, which is probably better.
Yeah,
they're not very big to get from.
Right.
To begin with.
Yeah, I want to know how small they get.
Instead of her like putting it in a shirt pocket, she has to put it in a hoodie pocket.
Mm.
That's cute. According to the American Kennel Club standards, Chihuahuas should not weigh more than 6 pounds, they say. So,
wow.
Yeah.
I think my cats think weigh more than that.
My cats definitely do.
To think of all the overweight Chihuahuas I've seen in my life.
It all makes sense now.
All right, Pete, you're up.
Animal Anarchy 500.
Five hundo. Which of the following animals sleeps standing up? Is it gorillas, flamingos, hedgehogs, or ravens?
I'm ready whenever you guys are.
I've never seen any of these animals sleep, so.
All right, 1, 2, 3, go.
I went with flamingo.
Flamingo? Same. Yep, we all did.
Flamingo. I can't get you guys today. It is flamingo.
I'm sure you'll get us. Well, just to be fair, because Britt has a fever, PJ and I started drinking, so mm-hmm. we want to make it a little bit fair.
How much you got left?
I got...
Even the playing field?
Yeah, fill up your cup whenever you're ready, dude.
I'm ready. Flamingo. What?
I just... Nothing. I'm enjoying the TV show on my computer screen right now.
Little flamingo.
Do you need a refill? Is that what that was?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, you got it. There it is. Refill time.
We never go far.
No.
What are you drinking?
We drunk drive Cadillacs. We never go far.
Bartenro?
Bartenra.
Bartenra.
It's feminine.
Mm. Oh, well, you have that bottle open. I might as well.
That's a good choice.
Thanks.
So it says that flamingos sleep standing up because the salt flats they live on are too caustic for them to sit down, which I never knew about. So,
does caustic mean like too dangerous?
I think so. I have no idea.
It might cost them too much. No,
they have to pay to live.
Good one. But I guess they just I don't know how they do that. Do they never lay down? Are they always just standing? Like, their muscles must be...
I think I've seen them, like, pictures of them sitting down sometimes. Or maybe at the
zoo. Might be alive then.
Well, I think it's at the zoo, so I would imagine, like, maybe in out in the wild they probably can't. Because at the zoo, it's not a salt flat.
Hmm.
That's true, yeah. They know they're safe.
I had horses growing up, and they would sleep standing up. I've also seen horses That's laying weird. Down, but...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cows as well. Cows.
Oh, yeah, because you can tip them.
They do
yeah.
lay down for, like, rain, though.
Yeah.
Cows, not... I don't think I ever saw a horse do it. Anyway, moving right along.
Is it my
That's
pick?
Weird.
I don't know.
I think it's my pick. Right? We lost track already.
Yeah, that's your turn.
Okay. Since we haven't done it yet, I'll pick Around the World for 300.
Who do statues crumble for?
Ooh.
Double Jeopardy.
You got Ooh. Double Jeopardy.
All right.
We'll answer that one after this question, so everyone will play along with this one. Where in the world has the most tornadoes? Is it the United States, Bangladesh, Australia, or Japan?
Yeah. Okay. One,
I
two,
gotta guess.
Three.
Whenever you guys
go.
We all
I went
put...
with the United States.
I went with the United States.
Yeah, everybody put that.
Yeah.
And you would be correct. Good job.
USA.
I thought it was a trick question. I was like, oh, maybe I shouldn't pick that.
Yeah, I mean, those other countries were so small. Well, mm-hmm. not Australia.
Yeah.
I thought it'd be tough for them, unless they're like just getting ravaged every year.
We never hear about it, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like Bangladesh, they were messed up already. I know nothing about Bangladesh.
I don't either.
Forgive me if you're from Bangladesh. You're probably awesome.
It says the USA has the most tornadoes in the world and some of the most destructive and deadliest. The US has more tornadoes than anywhere else in the world, on average around 1,200 tornadoes a year, which is a lot.
That is a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine like what people thought was happening back in the day? I guess because Dennis was sinning.
What?
I said, this is because Dennis was sinning that this happened.
Damn Dennis.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's scary.
Or like,
and then you don't even get a warning.
Yeah.
How many days are in a year? 365, right?
Mm-hmm.
So far.
Mm-hmm. So that's more than two a day, right? Oh, man, I can't math.
What was the number?
Know. Is that more?
I have no idea.
365. So that's like almost four times into 12.
Right? I know how many is in a year. How many... tornadoes.
Yeah. Because 600 would be half that. So then around four times, I think. That's wild.
That's crazy.
Yeah, there's like four tornadoes going on a day.
Yeah, so that means, wow. And
probably not like super destructive ones. You know how you get like a tornado warning? Well,
or they just probably touch down, but they don't destroy anything and then they dissipate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Y'all watch Twister? That was a good movie.
Yes.
Scary.
I could see myself doing that. If I was going to pick an extreme sport, it would be storm chasing. All right, Britt, you're up.
All right, let's do... Oh, wait, no, Double Jeopardy. It's still your turn.
Oh, shit. My bad. I just screwed myself out of
it. I'm losing all your points. Scoreboard.
The current scoreboard is you are at 1,900. PJ is also at 1,900. And Britt is at 1,200. So whatever you want to wager, you will double that or get it taken off. And I want to let you know that also it is not a multiple choice question.
Are we at 100% answering? Do we have A pluses?
I think you guys do. I don't.
Yeah.
Good job, Judy.
Good job.
Thank
you. That
would be 1,400, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. No. Unless you are and I just haven't been doing it right.
That's all right.
Let me see.
I don't remember you guys getting one wrong yet.
Yeah, I'm clearly not doing my math correctly.
That's
right. Because that doesn't add up. That should be 1,004, 5, 6, 7, 8.
It wasn't
9,
clear
10,
to
11,
me. I didn't
12,
know.
13, 14. Okay. I messed something up.
Well, what about
Britt? Then, Britt, you got one. She got that one right. That one was correct. That one you got correct.
Don Juan.
You got that one right, too. So, 1, 2. So, you're at 1,004, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
And I got those two wrong. Oh, wait. No, I got that one right. I got that one wrong.
All right, Britt, do you want to make up a double Jeopardy question for Judy? I'm just kidding.
Do you want to what?
Make up a question.
Oh.
Okay.
How much wood would a woodchuck chuck of a woodchuck would chuck one? That's an easy one.
A lot.
A lot.
Of wood. All right. My mistake. I was wrong. So current scores are 2,400 for Jude and TJ, and then Britt is at 1,900.
Okay. You know, I'm just going to go with 400.
400? Okay.
Yeah.
Question is, which is the smallest country in the world measured by total land area? It's a hard question.
Oh, Sierra Leone.
The
I have
smallest
no idea.
Country measured by total land area. I can make it a multiple choice and then we can do it. You'll get half.
No, that's okay.
Back.
I have a guess.
Okay.
I know I won't get it points.
Mm-hmm.
Northern Ireland. No, wrong.
Wouldn't that be a part of Ireland, though?
Nope.
Wait, is it actually a different country?
I believe so. Because it's part of the United Kingdom, but Ireland is not. So I would say it's not. But it might be considered, since it's considered part of the United Kingdom, is that a country? Or is that... I don't know if it's the smallest, even if it was a country on its own.
I would guess Guam. Because it's like a little tiny island.
Good call.
Yeah.
My first well, I actually think it's like, oh shit. I don't know. We'll just take off 400 because I don't know.
Just guess something.
Okay.
Just make a guess.
Well,
Russia.
We ain't gonna judge you. I said Sierra Leone, so I'll just stick with that, but I know it's not the smallest.
It was kind of a trick question.
Yeah.
Which sucks.
That's all right.
Because it's actually Vatican City.
Oh.
Because it's its own.
I did know that, though. Yeah. I just forgot I knew that because we had studied this for another episode.
Yeah, you're right.
But it's so easy to forget because it's called City.
Yeah.
So it's like, it doesn't even seem, it's almost like a trick question. So you landed on that.
I think they have like the most disproportionate men to woman ratio as well. I think. I don't know.
I've been watching a lot of like theory, but not like religious theory on TikTok.
Yeah, that's the place to go.
The Vatican, Yeah. Well, I mean, there's credible people on there. There's also people that it's just like their opinion, but there's people that are theists and I think theist is the right thing. No, they're like, they actually study religious and religion and history and stuff like that. They're interesting to follow. And the Vatican gets attacked a lot for rewriting the Bible so much.
Yeah. Wow. I don't think it's just the Catholic religion. I think it's several.
Yeah. Oh no, definitely several. But the Vatican gets brought up a lot.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was a city.
I thought you were going to tell me the Pope's on TikTok.
Oh, he might be.
Really?
Oh,
look. That's breaking news.
What did you say?
The Pope. Is he on TikTok?
If he is, he's not putting himself on.
I'm going to check too.
Dude, there's so many people on TikTok. It's amazing.
I don't know what it is.
It's just like a bunch of like 90 second videos or like a minute long videos. 15 or 60 seconds. 90.
It's mine. I'm feeling great. With a different name.
Oh, okay. I know I downloaded the app on my phone and then my phone died and I still haven't put all the apps back on it.
You're scared to download it again.
Yeah, I know. Did it? Was it the one that broke the phone?
Yeah, it could have been.
It doesn't look like he has an account. There is somebody that has the name It's Pope Francis, but it doesn't look like it's him.
It's not official.
If it was official, it'd say official.
Official. All right.
That would be so awesome.
I have to take my crown off now that I'm losing. Oh, wait.
No.
Yeah.
No, put it back on.
Is it my turn to pick a question?
Yep. Actually,
I'll do it.
Hello, my children. I'll follow you back and protect you from Creepy Joe at the official Pope.
This can't be real.
Yeah, that's probably.
I don't think the Pope would use the word creepy.
Creepy. Yeah. Nah.
I mean, who knows? He's creepy.
I doubt it.
Anyway.
And then he'd rap tracks over top of his picture.
he's a rapper. I'm just trying to make it big. Extreme Sports 400. If it's my turn to pick.
Extreme Sports 400.
Oh, wait.
What is the deadliest sport in the world? What happened?
It wasn't his turn. What? It was Britt's turn.
Oh, it was mine. That's okay. Let's go with
this question. Okay, that's fine.
What is the deadliest sport in the world? Is it rugby, skydiving, base jumping, or racing?
Ooh. I'm going to have to fight you on this one. Deadliest sport in the world.
Deadliest sport in the world. Rugby, skydiving, base jumping, or racing?
This is a really good question. I got to guess whenever you guys are ready.
What was that game that they played in Mexico where they used a severed head to put it through the little
ball court? The ball.
And then you got killed if your team lost. I think that's more deadly than
I think you're right.
I think you're right. And then it was like the most deadly sport.
The winning team got their head got beheaded.
But it hasn't been played in years. So.
Huh?
Currently still played.
But it hasn't been played in years, though.
I hope not.
Yeah, all the good ones got killed. All right. I'm ready when you guys are.
1, 2, 3, go.
I went with rugby.
I went base jumping.
I went base jumping as well.
I was thinking racing.
It is.
I was thinking it could be racing.
In fact, base jumping. Yeah, racing could be a shout, too.
Oh, that's not fun.
Base jumping is literally like skydiving. Yeah, except for you just jump off a cliff and hope that you don't hit the side of the cliff or, you know, some rock.
You don't have as long to without correct mistakes.
Yeah. And you're also like kind of going towards the side of the mountain.
Yeah.
So if it kind of peaks out a little bit, that's it.
Yeah, I'm not into that at all.
There's a bridge near us in West Virginia where they base jump off of it, the New Valley Gorge.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know they did that there, but I've driven by it several times, but I still wouldn't do that. I don't care if I was 6 feet off the ground.
What, Britt?
I just started following New River Gorge, like on Instagram, because I want to go there hiking in the summer. I didn't know that they face jumped off of that. That's pretty cool.
It's a really pretty area.
Super high up?
I don't know how high it is, but it's really high.
Yeah.
That's wild. I couldn't do that.
Face jump, man.
I don't have that adrenaline. Like, I don't like adrenaline. I'm not an adrenaline junkie. Like, this not for me. I just no. Mm-mm. You can't. There, you could offer me all the money in the world, and I would just flick you off and walk away. I'm not doing that.
I would have done it if I were younger. Back whenever I felt like nothing could hurt me. Now I'm like, no, I need to walk.
I had so many stitches as a child because I was so clumsy that I wouldn't have never. I never felt like I could do whatever because I was always getting hurt.
I'm with you. Same. Like I'm stitched together. I've never had that like indestructible phase. I'm like, no, nope, this is a very destructible form.
Yeah, that's gonna hurt.
I was indestructible till maybe 24, 25. And
reality kicked in.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it was whenever we bought our house. And I was like, okay, now I have to pay for something. I have to be able to go to work.
Yeah.
It has to be done.
That's true.
All right. My turn?
No.
I kind of picked that one.
No, it's Brit's. And then, because she'll have lost a turn. So.
What?
That was Brittany's.
Oh, I'm going to throw this up there real quick too.
So now it's Brittany's turn again.
The ball game was called Pits. The Mayans played.
Oh, it was called Pits. Oh, wow. I didn't know that. I thought it was called
the ball court.
It was the ball court. But...
Well, that was a quick Google search, so it might not be right.
No, but it was in the ball court, but it probably wasn't the name of the game. So they're probably right. So I think Brittany should be next, and then I'll go, and then we'll go a regular way.
Okay.
So she's the queen.
Yeah. I do have the crown stuff.
All hail Queen Jude.
All right.
It looks good on you.
It looks perfect.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
She should keep it.
Hey, let's do around the world for 500.
500. Which country owns Easter Island? Is it England, Spain, Chile, or France?
I have no idea where Easter Island is.
I don't either. Or who would own it? I got a guess.
I think it's in Polynesia. Like, out past Hawaii into, like, close to Malaysia, that area. Somewhere in between us and if we're going to the left to China, like, somewhere in between there.
Like, west?
You lost me.
From, like, California west?
Yeah.
It's in the ocean.
It's somewhere in the world. Who owns it?
All right. Oh, jeez.
All right.
You guys ready?
You guys ready?
I don't know the answer, but sure.
One, two, three, go.
I went with France.
Go ahead, Jude.
I almost went with France, so it's probably right, but I went with England at the last second.
I went with Spain. B.
Nice. So everyone went with something different.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's wrong. The correct answer
was Chile.
Oh my gosh, you're all wrong.
Good guesses, though.
We should have known.
It says in 1888, Chile annexed Easter Island, leasing much of the land for sheep raising, and the Chilean government appointed a civilian governor for Easter Island in 1965, and the island's residents became full Chilean citizens. So
is Easter Island like in by South America then?
No, not at all.
Okay.
I don't think so. Let me quickly look that up to be sure. But...
yeah, but how far away are we from Hawaii? So why do we own Hawaii or the Samoan, what is it, Samoa?
Yeah, they just ended up there. Oh, I guess it is kind of close to them. I thought it, okay, never mind. I was way off from where it was at.
Mm. I thought it was in Europe. I was way off. I had no idea.
Did we Google Maps picked up work. Hawaii in like after World War II, right?
I think so. It was like 45. I'm not sure either, but.
I bet, yeah, I bet that was like hey, you guys take care of us. We'll give you taxes.
Sure. What, Brett? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I still don't understand like why we would have Hawaii, because Hawaii still just does its own thing anyway, right?
I really don't know.
Kind of, I think, but I'm not sure.
I like how my Google just doesn't work sometimes. I don't know if you guys have that problem too. Like, it just sits there doing this.
It just, yeah.
But if I go to, like, Yahoo, it'll work perfectly fine.
Oh, that's weird.
Mine's been doing that a lot lately.
Is it with Google or anything?
It's with Google, I think. It's just been doing nothing.
It's weird.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that maybe they were... Yeah, it is Polynesian. I don't know. I thought maybe Google was just doing it to me or something. Maybe I'm searching up stuff they don't like. They're like, stop it.
They're like, you need to quit looking at these Easter egg heads.
Easter egg heads.
Quit looking up trivia questions.
Stop that.
Sorry, I just want a solid answer on where this location is because it's bothering me.
It's hard to find solid you're on the internet anymore.
Yeah, right. It's weird because it says Polynesia, which I thought was closer to this part right here.
That, like, I'm with you on that.
Between
Polynesia.
Hawaii and the Philippines.
Yeah, that's what
but
I
But it's actually in between South Chile America. And New Zealand. Like
oh, wow.
South
that makes
of
so
Hawaii,
it's a lot closer to Chile than New Zealand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it does actually make sense that they would own it. But.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks for looking that up.
Did I give you guys your points?
So bad none of us got it right.
Oh yeah, you did.
Oh no,
you did.
We got zero.
That was a trick question.
Who's paying attention here? Yeah,
you can tell I'm awake.
And then it's my turn because Britt and PJ switched positions, so that was me.
Yep.
All right,
sounds good.
Let's go pop culture for 500.
Polynesian culture.
Boy, that wine's hitting me.
What? What Sesame Street Muppet was bright orange during the show's first season? Was it Elmo, Big Bird, Oscar the Grouch, or Bert? Which Sesame Street Muppet was bright orange during the show's first season?
You guys ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three, go.
I went with D, Bert.
I went with D, Bert.
I went with Oscar the Grouch.
Ooh. Correct answer was in fact Oscar the Grouch.
Oh my wow. God. I was totally picturing somebody else when they said Oscar the Grouch.
Oh really?
Yeah.
That's a complete guess.
I mean, I put up the right fingers and said the right words, but that's not who I was thinking of.
Who are you imagining? Which one?
Like either Bert or Ernie. I'm not sure which one. Oh, it was Ernie is who I was thinking of.
Ernie's the one with the unibrow, I think.
Mm-hmm.
The angry one.
I like my Oscar green.
That's Bert.
Bert's the angry one.
Or Bert, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, because like Bert. Ernie's just always like, hey Bert. Yeah.
He's the happy one.
Mm-hmm. Ashley, my little sister, calls me Bert.
Oh yeah?
he's like, hey Bertney.
Bertney.
Did you give me points? I'm not saying you didn't. I'm just asking.
I can't we can't really see.
Yeah.
I don't think I did.
You did.
Did I?
You did.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
3,000.
So bad.
Hey, I'm glad you're paying attention. I did really good on this Oscar question.
I click these and I just don't ever remember if they're clicked or not.
Yeah.
So, if you're double checking to make sure. I'm sorry. I'm bad at my job. So it says the Oscar Muppet remained orange for the first season and then he changed to green, which became his permanent color. This was explained within the show by a visit to Swamp Mushy Muddy, which apparently he like had a home at, and I guess the trash can was like his vacation home or something, or his vice versa. But he goes there so often that I guess it turned him green. So,
All right, that explains
That's
it.
His story. In case anybody wanted to know.
All right,
I guess is it my turn again?
It is. Okay. Yeah.
Let's see, Animal Anarchy for 300.
300. What type of animal is a seahorse? Is it a crustacean, an arachnid, a fish, or a shell?
Okay. You guys got an answer?
Yep.
One, two, three, go.
I went with sea, fish.
I went with crustacean.
I went with fish. Sea.
Drum roll, please.
Correct
answer is
second.
Fish is fish. So I'm giving you points.
Nice.
The seahorse is a bony fish, and their bones are located on the outside of their bodies. Yeah, I never knew that. I didn't know if they were fish.
I didn't know that.
What?
The crustacean, they would have to have a shell, right? An arachnid, they would need 8 legs. And then it's definitely not a shell. So I was like, it's got to be a fish.
I think, I don't think crustaceans need shells. Because I think lobsters are crustaceans and they don't have shells.
Oh, you know what? I'm thinking of I'm not using
the hard part.
Yeah, an exoskeleton type of thing.
I'll buy that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like, it's, like, solid and smooth.
Mm. I picked fish because I think they have fins, but I don't know that for sure.
How?
Oh, yeah. No idea.
That's my only reason for not going with crustacean.
Well, you see, it's a little one right there.
He's shooting stuff out of his, like,
gills. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that.
He's angry. It's like smoke coming out of his head.
He vapes, bro.
He vapes.
All right, Pete, your turn.
Oh. Around the world, 400.
Around the world. Which ocean is the warmest? Is it Pacific, the Indian, Atlantic, or the Arctic? This is on average the warmest ocean.
Trick question.
I got to go.
All right. Ready?
Really. Yep.
1, 2, 3, go.
I went with Pacific.
I went with the Indian Ocean.
I went with Atlantic.
Correct answer is the Indian Ocean.
Oh,
yeah. You're just running away with it.
All right, somebody give him more wine.
More wine. Where's the Mediterranean?
That's Mediterranean's by Greece, I think.
No, I mean, I know what it is, I guess. Oh. But, like, is that considered the Atlantic Ocean?
I don't know.
No, I think that's I think that's towards the... I think that would be Indian Ocean. Let me see.
I don't know. Like Mediterranean.
I can't spell.
See,
Mediterranean.
In case our listeners don't know, we don't know shit. This whole podcast is teaching ourselves.
Well, Google is our friend.
I kind of always thought it was an ocean.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know where it is, and it's not that huge, but...
Yeah.
Oh, it's connected to the Atlantic Ocean.
Okay. Well, I know it's connected to it, but is it part of it?
It would be called the Atlantic if it was considered part of it.
I guess so.
I don't know.
Well, I think it's just considered a sea, but...
It has an inlet.
You said it's connected, so maybe, I don't know.
Why?
Oh, but if it's surrounded by land, it's probably like not small of an area. I don't know what like the definition of a sea versus an ocean is.
Man, side tangent. Here we go.
Mediterranean.
All right, I'm going to drink another. I'm going to go get a beer.
We could get a beer, but there's also more wine out there if you want.
It does say it's connected. It says the Mediterranean Sea.
Okay.
Yeah, it does say that. Mediterranean Sea is a sea connected to the Atlantic Ocean. Oh, I guess I should be wording it. Is the Mediterranean Sea part of the Atlantic Ocean? Atlantic Ocean.
Have we figured out all the world's problems yet?
Yeah, it says it's part of the Atlantic Sea. The Atlantic Sea.
It's sad.
I'm going to say, yeah. It's connected. So I think it is part of the Atlantic
Ocean. I hope it revolts and becomes its own ocean.
The Mediterranean Ocean. The Indian Ocean surface temperature, can reach more than 86 degrees Fahrenheit, but its average surface temperature is 71 degrees Fahrenheit.
That's comfortable.
Yeah.
That's comfortable. If I get stranded, that's the ocean I want to go
to. I wouldn't be in the warmest. Yeah, what the hell were you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll have more of a chance to survive, for sure.
You can still get hypothermia.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Whose turn is it?
It is mine.
I think, yeah.
I'm going to go Tasty Treats for 400.
Tasty Treats. What is the most popular dessert in America? Is it the chocolate fudge sundae, vanilla bean cheesecake, fruit crepe, caramel churro, or the rainbow donut?
It's a good question.
Oh, wow.
Five options.
What year was this questionnaire taken?
I think I got it. I think I know.
Oh, you've been right the last 14 questions.
That's what makes me think I'm going to be wrong now.
All right. I'm ready.
Uno,
dos, tres, go.
I went with chocolate fudge sundae.
Same.
So did I.
Yeah, we all won.
So what everyone put?
Yep.
All right. Correct answer was, in fact, the chocolate fudge sundae. They were actually all in order, specifically from they're all the most popular, but chocolate fudge sundae being the first, and then
I didn't realize that crepe would be considered a dessert. I guess it's a really thin pancake.
Yeah,
it's really good. I love crepes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're good.
I just went with fudge sundae because they sell them at McDonald's. I was like, whatever McDonald's sells is what's probably the most.
All right, I'm up. Yep. I'm going to go with Extreme Sports for 500.
Damn.
Extreme That's Sports, extreme. Last 500. Who coined the term extreme sports? Was it Albert Einstein, Charles Lindbergh, T.S. Eliot, or Ernest Hemingway?
I have no idea.
Extreme sports.
All right. You guys got a guess?
Yep.
1, 2, 3, go.
I went with B, Charles Lindbergh.
I went with the same.
I went with Hemingway. D.
PJ can't be stopped.
PJ.
The only reason I picked him is because I know he like went on safaris and stuff like that.
Yeah. I just went with Lindbergh because of the...
Yeah, he was like an airplane guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did extreme sports.
He did.
I had no idea who Lindbergh was, and then Ernest Hemingway, I didn't think was alive during extreme sports. I was way off.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
What
I
was thought
that?
He
was my son dropping a ball
way back in the day.
Same.
So what do you have there about Hemingway?
Yeah. It says the concept of extreme sports would date from the 1950s, and Ernest Hemingway would be the first man who used it at the time. Only three sports were regarded as extreme sports: bullfighting, motor racing, and mountaineering. And he said that all other sports were regarded only as children's games.
Oh, wow. Coming at them.
What's mountaineering? Stuff, so.
I don't know.
Mountaineering.
Mountaineering.
Gambling?
Mountaineering's climbing mountains. Mountaineering.
Oh, so he's probably like rock climbing.
Rock climbing. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But on mountains.
Mm-hmm.
Like legit mountains. I guess like you do that. Like no bouldering. It's got to be legit mountain climbing.
Yeah, you need to die if you fail.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's extreme.
Yeah.
All right, Pete, you're up.
Extreme sports 300.
300. In which activity do individuals fly untethered in a lightweight, unpowered aircraft that can be carried by the pilot? Is it parasailing, hang gliding, parachuting, or skydiving? This is like a trick question because they put a bunch of big words into it. I'll read it again. In which activity do individuals fly untethered in a lightweight, unpowered aircraft that can be carried by the pilot? Parasailing, hang gliding, parachuting, or skydiving?
All right. I got a guess. 1, 2, 3, go.
I went with B, hang gliding.
Same.
Same.
Everybody put it?
Yeah.
And you're correct. Good job.
Game. I like this.
What is it?
That's a cool gif.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, parasailing, you're attached to a boat. Or skydiving, you're just
jumping out.
Or a quad.
Yeah, I feel like they could do that. Like in a desert, you could go parasailing, right?
Yeah.
How'd you land?
They pull you in.
You jump off like a...
Pull you into the bed of the truck. I don't know. I've never done it. I've only seen it. I've done it on a boat. I'd be scared to do it.
Yeah.
Where I'd die if I hit the ground.
Yeah.
You might die.
Yeah, I've only seen it on water.
I've only seen it on water. But I could picture it happening.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. Forgive me. I don't know anything.
I can't imagine ever being above the clouds like that. And then you're in control of yourself. So like... You can't even see what's underneath the clouds. Like, I don't know. Not for me. Not for me.
Mm-mm.
It's extreme.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get out of
extreme.
Oh, yeah, there we go. Extreme.
All right. I'm going to go with pop culture for 400. I don't know why I can't say that today.
Parmesan cheese.
Where was Keanu Reeves born? Was it China, Lebanon, United States, or Portugal?
I have a guess. I have no idea.
Hoping you guys know everything about Keanu
Reeves. I don't know anything about Keanu Reeves. I thought he was Hawaiian. Why is he named Keanu if he's from one of these places? Because
it's a cool name. All right. 1, 2, 3, go. Brit?
I went with China.
I went with China.
I'm sticking with Hawaii. I'm going United States. Yeah.
Wait, 2 for China then?
2 for China, 1 for United States.
Yep. Okay. Sorry, mysteries. Correct answer is Lebanon.
Oh.
Figures.
Good guesses, though.
Yeah.
Different. Oh, what a cool name, meaning.
What's it mean?
Yeah, so Keanu Charles Reeves, whose first name means cool breeze over the mountains in Hawaiian, was born December 2nd, 1964 in Beirut, Lebanon.
December 2nd?
So you're right, he was Hawaiian.
Or huh? September 2nd?
September.
Or... Okay, I can't read it.
Yeah, September 2nd. Yeah. Keanu Reeves.
Hmm. Brett,
you like him.
Yeah, I do too. But you're right about the Hawaiian part.
Oh.
Hawaiian.
Still wrong
about where he was born.
Yeah, for the question.
Let's go tasty treats for 300.
300. What country did cheesecake originate in? Was it France, England, Greece, or Italy? Cheesecake.
All right, I got a guess.
I got a guess too.
I have a guess as well.
All right, 1, 2, 3.
I went with France.
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 All around. So we're probably wrong.
It was actually Greece.
Oh.
See, whenever we agree,
Greek
we're wrong.
Cheesecakes.
For that, we thank them.
Historians say that cheesecake was served to the athletes during the first Olympic Games held in 776 BC, and Greek brides and grooms were also known to use cheesecake as a wedding cake.
Wow. Yeah, but it doesn't taste like the ones back. Today.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Yeah, it probably tasted so bad.
You think it tasted bad then?
Probably.
Not as good as what we had
compared to
now.
What we're expecting.
Everything tasted bad, probably.
Yeah. It tastes like the one your daughter made for us whenever we were dating.
I don't remember.
It was bad. She's not going to
I blocked it out.
Yeah.
All right, I think you're up, Pete.
Oh, Extreme Sports 100.
Extreme Sports. Last one. The X Games take place during which two seasons? Is it summer and winter, spring and fall, summer and fall, or spring and winter? X Games mode.
All right, you guys ready?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, go.
I went with summer and winter.
Same.
Same. All around.
Correct.
So.
Good job.
When my son like watching this really annoying like TV show, so whenever it's my turn to like watch him and we're gonna watch TV, mm-hmm. I put on the
Blippi?
X Games. Yeah, Blippi's what he wants to watch, but I put on the X Games and we watched it for like 10 minutes, and he has a little bicycle that Tyler got him for Christmas, and he went into the kitchen, was riding it around, but then he would like jump off of it. It was really cute. But, so he's definitely going to go like breakneck stuff.
Mm.
Well, I mean, oh, not no. definitely, but he's already trying to do tricks.
Yeah.
Can you guess?
On X Games mode.
Can you guys guess who is in that GIF? Does anybody know?
I'd say it's the Hawkman. That's my guess, though. That's it.
You are correct.
Yeah.
I forget what that. He's like doing like a double.
I think it's 900.
Yeah,
you're right. It was like 2.5 spin or something.
Looks like it should be called the turtle. Looks like he's going in a shell, flipping around.
Yeah, it does. Not many people can do that. I think he might still be the only person, if I'm right.
I was surprised to find out how tall he was.
Yeah, he's super tall.
He's still tall, but...
I bet Sean White could do that.
Yeah.
Do you know where Sean White's from? Do you know who Sean White is?
I know who Sean White is. Hawaii?
Why?
I don't know.
He's from Los Angeles. Like, oh. It blew my mind because you would think he was from Colorado or.
Yeah, I could see. Yeah, that, yeah.
Someplace like that. Yeah, he grew up at the beach, but he's the world's best snowboarder.
Yeah.
I don't know if he still is, but to me, he is.
Yeah.
Moving right along.
Yeah, it's wild.
Is it my turn?
Yep. Oh, is it? Wait.
Extreme sports.
Yeah. It's me. So I'm going to do Anarchy for 200.
Anamaki.
Which of these animals use echolocation to navigate? Is it dolphins, mice, pigs, or naked mole rats? those mole rats that don't wear any clothes.
Can you read that one more time?
Which of these animals uses echolocation to navigate?
Okay.
Is it dolphins, mice, pigs, or naked mole rats?
Okay, I got it. 1, 2, 3. I went with dolphin.
The dolphin?
I went with naked mole rats.
All right.
That's a good guess, because they are blind, but it is dolphins.
Rats.
And apparently people can do that too, like humans, by using mouth clicks and listening for the return echoes. I guess some people have used echolocation before.
Yeah, oh, probably Daredevil.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Also, there is a video game back in the day called Echo, and it was about a dolphin, because you'd use echolocation to navigate as a dolphin.
Hmm.
Oh, wow. I feel like that would be like a really hard video game, though.
That was cool. It was really hard. Stuff.
Hmm.
I don't think I beat it. Well, you could see, too, but...
Oh, okay.
All right, so my turn. Let's do Animal Anarchy for 100.
Last one for Animal Anarchy. How many hearts does an octopus have? Is it 1, 2, 3, or 4?
Brother.
I don't know.
I didn't know they had any heart.
Just heartless. All they have is ink.
All right, ready?
They're super. Yep.
1, 2, 3, go.
1. I went with D, 4.
I went with C, 3. I couldn't remember.
I went with A, 1 heart.
Correct it's answer was C, 3.
All right.
Woo. Great job. Nice. And another thing that I actually found out was that mistakenly people call octopi arms tentacles. They're actually called arms. There's a difference between arms and tentacles. Arms have suction cups the entire length of the limb, and then tentacles only have suction cups near the end, like where their fingers would be. But so, some cephalopods have arms, and some have tentacles, and some have both, apparently. So.
Why do we call our arms if we don't have any suction cups?
Good question. Maybe we do, but they're not just not telling us everything.
Yeah, nobody's ever told us. We have pores.
I cut my suction cup.
You ever just put your hand on something and it just gets stuck? And you're like...
Oh, velvet. It's like that. It's like... Glue. You have dry skin and it's like gross.
Velcro if I have the other kind of Velcro on my hand.
Yep.
Tape. Yeah, I've had that happen.
Yeah.
Oh, my turn?
It sucks.
Yep.
Around the World 200.
Around the world. Which country is not part of Scandinavia? Is it Sweden, Norway, Finland, or Denmark? This one I didn't know either.
Huh.
Is that what I thought they all were?
All right, I have a guess.
Scandinavia. Sweden, Norway, Finland, or Denmark?
I also have a guess.
All right. 1, 2, 3.
I went with Denmark.
I did too.
I went with Sweden.
Good guess. Correct answer was Finland.
Oh.
Yeah.
Rats.
although it geographically... Wait. So Finland is not part of Canada because it geographically doesn't share the Scandinavian peninsula the way Sweden and Norway are, whatever that means, because I'm pretty sure they're still connected. But.
Yeah. So I watched... There's like a really good stand-up on Netflix... that's a Scandinavian dude. He's Icelandic. I'm sorry. I think it's called Excuse My Icelandic.
Mm-hmm.
But he like goes over how each one of those areas says I love you. And the Finland one, it's so guttural and it doesn't sound like I love you at all. I should have thought of that stand up. Dang it.
All right. My
it sounds like I hate you when they say it.
I'll go. Tasty Treats 200.
Tasty Treats. What popular Spanish / Latin American dessert is covered with caramel? Is it tiramisu, pavlova, flan, or eclair? Popular Spanish / Latin American dessert is covered with caramel. Tiramisu, pavlova, flan, or eclair?
You guys ready?
I have a guess.
One, two, three, yep. Go.
I went with C, Flan.
Flan.
I went with C, Phlegm.
Phlegm.
I don't like the taste of it.
Right? I don't know if I've ever had it.
It's a weird texture. Mm. But yeah.
A lot of people really like it. So.
Mm. Yeah, it's very popular.
I kind of think I tried it when we were on vacation, but I don't know for certain.
Yeah, you probably did. It's like, it seems like it should be cake texture, but it's like Jello kind of, and it's not for me.
It's just all wrong.
We're just expecting something different.
I don't like it. It's like too. I like Jello, but that one's weird. It's like milk Jello, and I don't like milk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like condensed milk, but like refrigerated, so it's like hard and jelly.
Man, you guys are making me hungry.
All right, I guess I'll go over what that says while she's gone. Flan is considered as a popular food in Europe during the Middle Ages, and since people were forbid to eat meat, they ate flan during Lent, and they chose both savory and sweet, and the different types that they ate included Spanish, fish, cheese, cinnamon, sugar, and almond, so they're all kinds of different types, But that fish one doesn't sound appetizing to me at all.
Fish flan. Mm-mm.
Especially with that texture.
No.
I forgot that we were videotaping this and I was like hugging this chair. But only our Patreons will know.
Right, and they know we're weird anyway, yeah, so they're good.
Seen me picking my nose and stuff.
I doubt it.
I was gonna only be the Patreons, but instead you had to say it, talk about it out loud. Now everybody
knows we're hugging a chair.
They're like, I'm giving a buck. I want to see him hug that chair like a weirdo.
Yes, join our Patreon.
And then see his face when he realizes people are watching it.
So who just selected that one?
I did.
Judy?
Yep. Is that Jude?
Yep.
I think so,
Okay, let's do pop culture for 100.
What was the first music video to air on MTV? Is it In the Air Tonight, Phil Collins? Video Killed the Radio Star by the Buggles. Bugles? 99 Red Balloons by Nena, or Waiting for a Girl Like You by Foreigner. First music video to air on MTV. In the Air Tonight, Video Killed the Radio Star, 99 Red Balloons, or Waiting for a Girl Like You.
All right, you guys ready?
Yep. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, go.
I went with Video Killed the Radio Star.
I went with In the Air Tonight, Phil Collins.
Video Killed the Radio Star.
I think you guys are right.
I know.
That was debating between the two. Okay.
You would be correct. It is Video Killed the Radio Star. And it broadcast on August 1st, 1981.
Wow. I didn't realize it was that long ago. I know that song from Dance Dance Revolution. And I think I think it told us in that game that was the first one.
Oh, wow.
To be on MTV.
A little trivia mixed in there.
That's trivia cool. Mixed in with our trivia.
All right.
No, in the game, I didn't know that they hit you with facts like that.
I think that's where I learned it. Oh, my turn.
Your turn.
Around the
I remember
world.
That butterfly song. Around the
come
world.
Come, my lady. Come, my lady.
No, not that one. It was, I have no idea. I'll have to look it up later. But it was like some really fast, like, DDR song. I don't know. Who was an actor in the 2004 film Around the World in 80 Days? Was it Jack Black, Kevin Bacon, Jackie Chan, or Don Cheadle? Have you guys seen this film?
No.
Around the World in 80 Days.
I don't know if I've
Jack
seen
Black,
it, but I know who's in it.
Kevin Bacon, Jackie Chan, or Don Cheadle? I've never seen it.
All right, you guys ready?
Yes.
Yep.
1, 2, 3, go.
I guess Jackie Chan,
I guess Don Cheadle, because I don't know who he is.
Jackie Chan, I guess.
Apparently I'm wrong. I'm losing my crown.
Don Cheadle is the guy in Iron Man, or I guess the Avengers.
I think that's Robert Downey Jr.
It's just Jackie Chan.
Uh-huh.
Well, it is Robert Downey Jr., but he's also in that too. Yeah, so it was just PJ and Britt, right?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. And this movie created the idea of cameo roles, it says, as a way to invite established stars to participate in the production. So
where we got that from. I feel like that would have been around a long time.
Yeah, I do too. That's weird.
It might have been. They may have just named it cameo roles, or this could just be all a lie.
Like whenever they started calling it that.
Yeah. There definitely had to be other movies with people that just popped in like that.
I don't know.
Good job, guys. I'm trying to get to the next page.
I feel like if I were famous and I was like going over to Robert Downey Jr.'s house to have drinks the night before, and he was like, hey, you want to come with me to the Iron Man shoot? I think you can just stand in the crowd and like, I don't know. You can paint your chest to write Iron Man or something. I'd be like, yeah, I'll go do that.
Yeah. I'd paint my chest for him.
It's weird when you say it.
I know. I regretted it right after. Never mind. Go ahead,
Ty. I feel like Adam Sandler and them kind of, like most comedians kind of have that relationship. Like, well, I guess they kind of just work together at that point. But that, I'm trying to think of that guy that works with Adam Sandler all the time. It's in his movies. Rob Schneider.
Yeah.
I think.
Mm-hmm. Rob Schneider, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You can do it.
Yeah. Okay. He's like always in those movies.
Whoa.
Who's up?
It's the last. Oh, no.
It's what the heck are you doing over there?
Oh, no. Her cats have catnip.
Oh.
So they're probably like destroying something. That's my guess. Maybe she just go to the bathroom.
Oh, maybe.
Oh, that no.
That was really quick.
Like, oh, no.
What'd she come back with, Ty?
I think it's a towel.
A towel?
I don't know. Yeah.
Maybe the cat did go to the bathroom. Maybe. Oh, no. That was her.
I accidentally like knocked over a essential oil diffuser.
Oh. We couldn't figure everywhere. Out what was going on. We're like, what'd you do? We have to go to the bathroom? We just got up and ran.
No, I forgot that I put it behind me. Mm-hmm. I rolled right into it and knocked it all over.
Is that the old lady perfume?
Oh, that's probably it. I bet that's where it was coming from.
No, I think there's just rosemary in it. Mm-hmm. I don't think rosemary smells like old people. That's a good
Depends
good
on when call. Rosemary was born.
There.
True.
All right, so treats for 100.
Mm-hmm. You sure? You want to go with that one?
Yep.
I don't know whose turn it is, so I'm just going to take it.
It was mine, but go ahead. I'll let you take it.
Last question of the entirety. This is for everything. This tube-shaped pastry is deep-fried before a rich filling is inserted into it. Is it a
meringue?
Meringue.
A what?
Meringue.
Meringue, thank you. Trifle or triple, a cannoli or Vegemite.
I got an answer.
Merengue, so thank you.
Merengue.
Merengue.
That's how it's spelled. That's how I would pronounce it.
Yep. 1, 2, 3, go.
I went with C. Cannoli.
I went with C. Cannoli.
C. Cannoli.
Cannoli is correct. And after putting this together, now I really want a cannoli.
Yeah,
I'm going to have to get that figured out.
Like gifts doesn't do cannolis any justice, though.
I know, right?
It's just like a bouncing cannoli.
So, unpopular opinion. I actually don't really like cannolis.
I don't either. I don't like them.
It's okay. Well, you guys can have flan. We'll have cannoli.
No, I'll take neither.
Yeah.
I don't want flan.
What would be your dessert of choice, then, if you didn't pick cannoli?
Out of that list, meringue.
No, I have anything.
Anything?
Yeah.
For me, I actually like fruit. Just fruit.
Fruit?
I like
it's just fruit, though.
Oh.
Does it count?
It was on that list. It was number 3, I think.
Oh, fruit crepe?
I'll have a
fruit. Yeah, you can have the crepe.
Fruit crepe.
Okay.
Fruit? Oh, yeah. Crepes?
Crepe? I have no idea how to pronounce it.
I think that's probably pretty far up there. And ice cream. I love ice cream.
I think apple pie.
TJ, would you stick with cannoli?
Is my favorite.
Mm-hmm. Oh, apple pie.
But that wasn't on any of the
questions. True.
It sounds like a good one. Apple pie. That's pretty good. Well, hopefully we're gonna have to
turn down dessert.
we're gonna have to get you one because you earned it.
Yeah, you did.
You took the lead. You got the crown. 5,800.
I'll pass it over.
Oh.
5,800.
Yeah, 5,800. And if I was doing my math / adding up scores correctly, which I probably wasn't, you guys had a second place very close. Jude at 3,800. And Britt, third place at 3,700. So
I'll take second or third. It doesn't matter.
That was my best trivia ever, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, you literally really got every single answer correct. Mm-hmm. I think you only missed like two.
I missed at least two.
Minimum. I think it was only two, if I'm not mistaken, but yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. Out of how many? Five times? One, two, three, four,
five times five.
You got 23 right. Wow.
Don't tell my high school teachers that. They'll be disappointed. They're like, oh, you did fine on that game.
Well, thank you guys for playing. Thank you, listeners, for listening. I hope you played along. And if you got 25 out of 25, let us know.
Yeah.
We're going to have our next trivia, which, yeah, you got to let us know. Our next trivia coming up in 2 weeks is going to be a Family Feud style trivia.
Nice.
So we'll come back for that. Hopefully we'll see you then.
All right.
You guys want to outro the outro?
I don't know how to do that.
Get off my planet.
Oh. Am I supposed to say something, Jude?
Don't be a jago.
Don't be a jago.
Goodbye. Say goodbye, girls.
I thought I was told not to say that on trivias. No?
No, it doesn't matter. All right.
Say goodbye, girls.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, girls. Don't be a jago.
Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of Half-Ass Podcast. If you would like to support us financially, please see us on patreon.com/Half-Ass Podcast. Or if you just want to talk to us, we are on Instagram and Facebook. Come talk. Come hang out. Come tell us what we did wrong.